Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Peter Bregan coming up next segment. This is Next Level Beyond Mass Formation. Right now we're taking your phone calls. After he leaves us, we'll continue with calls. Greg in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, how are you?
Man, I am never been more alive. I'm embattled. I'm exhausted. It's surreal to be living inside the New World Order we predicted for so long. How are you?
Yep. Well, I'm doing great. You know, I'm your laser tech guy down here. Real quick, I want to mention to you before I get into what my statement I want to say on air. Don't forget, have your guy Joe call me, your business guy. I want to include you guys, InfoWars, in for a percentage of my sales on my product. So have Joe, you said Joe was going to call me your business guy. Number two, mostly modern-day times, 9/11 was the first real, what most people can remember is the big flag out there.
That's right. Then the 2008 collapse.
Right. Absolutely.
And then the race war that Obama started, and then COVID. What's coming next?
Well, I tell you what, let me touch on this real quick. Delray Beach, Florida, where I had one of my stores in a large gym down there on Atlantic Avenue. This is where Atta and a couple of the other guys, they were supposedly flying those planes into 9/11, into the buildings. I wasn't fully awake at the time. They had these phone numbers they were putting out there on the news. Call this FBI number if you have any tips, da da da. Okay. Several days after 9/11, I said, hey, this guy's hanging out here. Some Middle Eastern guys that own this 7-Eleven type store, it's called Stop and Go, on Atlantic Avenue, they blew me off. You know, nothing, okay? Now, that was in September. In January, that guy they call Atta signed his gym membership for the following year, his new gym membership for the year, in January. My friend's wife was the membership director there, and before she left her job after, you know, another year or so, she took that copy. So she has the copy dated and signed by Atta. So, you know, that this whole thing was such a farce. But what do I think's coming next? Well, I tell you what, it's tough. I mean, I think all of these things, first of all, I think Trump is 10 steps ahead of everybody. I think he pretty much knew that this search on Mar-a-Lago was going to happen. You know, it's like some of those things, boxes were empty, et cetera, et cetera. I think he only put in there what he wanted these clowns to find. I know there's been a lot of talks about his attempts on his life again, which there always is. You know, how they're closing everything down, blowing up these food processing plants, now with the railway system going on strike for delivery, the trucks, like a caller mentioned earlier, you know, parts to keep these things on the road. Now you're going to have the diesel fuel. The oil for the diesel fuel is really getting to be scarce. It's an inner to outer breakdown of the whole structure. And so I think, God, we're going to stay tough, do what we can, not fall for this garbage. As far as Trump and all this COVID, this warp speed stuff, I have no idea how he's going to get out of that, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose, what is it, 25-30%?
No, I hear you. We're out of time, Greg. Thanks for the call. Look, we can bet on Trump all day. He's not going to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves with God's help. But make no mistake, they just ran a giant chemical, biological attack with these shots. They are testing Mass College to see if we'll accept it. And if we don't wake up and say no to this, they're going to launch the next big attack. Hunter Peter McGregor is our guest. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He's a guy that warned against all these psychotropic drugs triggering suicide and mass death. And he has literally been a leading light against tyranny until about 15 years ago when the system got totally taken over. He got blackballed. He's written a best-selling book, Dealing with COVID-19, Breggin.com, Breggin, or WeAreThePrey.com is the name of the book that came out over a year ago that is dead on. I wanted to get him on, not about the controversy with him and Malone and the, you know, Professor Desmond and the mass formations. We know that went on. The question is, was it deliberate or not? That's a side issue. He's welcome to cover that and get into it. I've been wanting to get him on for like a couple months, and finally, I'm not mad at the producers. They finally called him and got him on. But there's no reason to weigh in on whether the mass formation was designed or not. I have hundreds, and I'm going to show you, BBC, London Telegraph, Toronto newspaper, National Post, Washington Post, all saying it was a psychological operation run by the militaries of the West under direction by the WEF. So I don't even see why there's a controversy. I'm just glad people are exposing mass formation and the people like Dr. Breggin taking it to the next level of how it was done by design. But I want to talk about all these studies coming out by the New England Medical Journal and Lancet and others confirming 98 times worse effects of the shot than the virus, and just what this means. And for me, I don't have a psychology degree. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't have a PhD, but I can just see without even terms how we're being prepared and readied for horrors and just being normalized that caused this mass death. And so, Dr. Breggin, it's great to have you. You can start, Dr. Peter R. Breggin, MD, medical doctor, psychiatrist. You can start wherever you want here and just basically have the floor this hour. But, I mean, it's amazing how vindicated you are and how vindicated all of us are. We don't want to be vindicated. We wish this never would have happened. But how were you able to predict it 2 years ago? How could I predict it? How could Dr. Francis Boyle predict it 2.5 years ago? And then now we're here, and I get your point. When I saw you on air, I love Joe Rogan. I had dinner with him a couple of weeks ago, but I saw him on air right before we had dinner a few days before, and he's like, "Well, all we can hope for is they don't do it again. No, we better prosecute and expose because they are planning it again." And so the waterfront needs to be covered here. Obviously, this is a societal takeover. This is the number one issue of the biomedical state using fear for control. So where do you want to start today, Dr. Peter Breggin?
Well, I think one of the biggest points is that COVID-19 was the coming out party, in a way, for the global predators. It was the first time that they made themselves so obvious. The first time that they made so clear that they are anti-American, that they have to destroy America, said it at their conferences. It's the first time that we got a chance, those of us unlike you, who had not been studying this for decades, got a chance to look behind the curtain. And I saw a film of you about, 20 years ago. You look quite young, like I did 20 years ago. And you were saying all of the fundamental principles that I struggled so hard to rediscover when I was just tracking COVID-19. And it was first of all, I want to say it was amazing the clarity with which you were describing the globalists so long ago and so alone. The other thing I wanted to say is congratulations on having a tremendous bestseller that is actually outselling the New York Times bestseller. So we are in an alternative reality with our alternative institutions. And again, you were developing that concept of being an alternative institution a long time ago. And it's a good book. Your book is a very sound book. It's a very realistic book. It is in no way the kind of book that they imagine you would write on the progressive
left. Well, thank you, Dr. Bregan. You were very nice last time you were on. I appreciate your kind words, but you are a medical doctor, psychiatrist, and we're one of the main leading lights of the last few decades exposing psychotropics. You were totally vindicated. So using your gravitas, what really happened? Where are we currently? How do we counter this?
I think that there are several things people need to realize. One is that there are predatory people who do not operate on the same principles we operate on. These people, whether it's Fauci or Klaus Schwab or George Soros or Bill Gates or Tedros or Xi Jinping, they do not operate the way we do. They do not have ethical and moral barriers that they think about on a regular basis and how they relate to the world, to their job, to their work. The average man who's doing plumbing job or doing mechanics and so on has a real ethical code. He's not just looking at his the car or the plumbing and saying, how do I make the most possible money out of this, get as much control over this customer so they can't imagine seeing anybody else, scare the living daylights out of them so they'll let me do all kinds of preventive measures. Human beings just don't naturally think this way because we are a very social being. We owe our huge strength to our ability to look out for each other, cover each other's backs. I mean, we couldn't have taken down mastodons with pointed sticks if the men weren't working really closely together and looking out for each other. We couldn't have raised infants under the conditions of being nomadic people without loving each other and loving our babies, taking care of them in ways we don't even do anymore. And we couldn't have gone out and hunted and gathered berries and fruits and things from the ground and brought them back if we weren't cooperating and looking out for each other. So it's hard for us to get the truth about what we are facing. And what we are facing are people who have no ethical, moral, political, nationalistic restraints. They are devoid of the usual identifications that we think about. Soros may for a time have called himself an America, but he hates America. Bill Gates is putting everything ahead of America. So are all of the globalists. And what happened when Trump ran for office was he very quickly announced that he was for America first. He's America firster. That's what got people enraged at him. It wasn't his yellow hair or his non-political manner. It wasn't his acting like a good old boy, which he is in his heart in many ways, or like a contractor or a builder, which he is. And, you know, it wasn't any of that. That was all nonsense. They were going to impeach him before he won the presidency. And it was very much about what you've been talking about for all these years, Alice. It was about the World Economic Forum, globalism. I don't know how deeply Trump understood globalism, but he announced in response to the Koch brothers not wanting to support him that in his typical way, they're really nice guys, but I don't need them. I don't want them. He said they're globalists. So he understood that. So I want people right now, I think one of the major contributions I can make from my psychiatric background, and by the way, Alex, I've been a medical expert in multiple mass murder cases, including.
I know, you're renowned. Stay right there, doctor. We'll come back and talk about it all straight ahead.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Reagan, best-selling author, famous medical doctor, psychiatrist, the guy out there for decades battling all these psychotropic drugs. He joins us now. He got cut off on the break talking about the fact that he's been involved with some of the top murder cases, serial killers, you name it. He's a respected expert on the mind of these people. Well, how do we get Hitler? How do we get Stalin? How do we get Mao? How do we get Fidel Castro? How do we get Hugo Chavez? Well, this is what happens. And so we're here again. And what's crazy is, just like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, I've taken their words in the Great Reset and shown you their plan in their own words. The book was easy to write. So, Dr. Bregan, continuing on where you left off.
Well, the first principle I wanted to establish is just to help people get ready for really entering this brawl that we're going to be in and are in with the global predators. They are not like us. Do not be dismayed. They are not. They, for example, all of the things that Joe Biden is doing that would look to be horrible, stupid mistakes by a senile man are, in fact, pulled by the strings, everything the globalists want. Everything that harms America.
Let's talk about that. Cutting off the energy, imploding the borders, devaluing the currency, giving blood-red speeches at night with troops, declaring war on his enemies. That seems like horrible and authoritarian, but to an authoritarian, that seems like what you do.
These are all massive victories. That's right. And the fact that the middle class is shrinking and that the working class is going to have too much competition, the fact that the people who are flooding into the country do not really have a basis in understanding America's principles and traditions, all of that is planned because what globalism wants is a level predation ground for themselves. They want all the countries to level out around like Honduras or some other really devastated nation so that they can have the pickings. You've got to accept an absolute absence of moral, political, religious code and feeling toward us. We're not
a totally broken social agreement, a social contract completely broken.
Yes, that will enable them to move in with their mixture of predatory progressivism, predatory capitalism, and ultimately globalism, which is the theme. And I think the biggest thing that is finally going to happen, see, the globalists, like the ones I've mentioned, Bill Gates and so on, I call them the Western Empire. They're very naive. They're working with what I call the Eastern Empire, which is Xi Jinping. And he is just going to eat them alive. The communists have ideology. They have a history of empires. They've gotten identification with taking over the world. And they are the arch predators. Communists are predators. And they will take over the entire world if we don't stop this whole process. Now, other things from just the psychological viewpoint that I think is very important for people to understand, especially if you've not been fully educated yet and are a little new to this show. There are conspiracies. The idea of saying there are no conspiracies. I mean, we have Desmond Malone and Robert Malone now saying there are no conspiracies. There's no evil bad guys out there to destroy us. That's a figment of mass formation distortions of your mind. But think about this, folks. The law recognizes conspirators on every level. There's a general legal conspirator concept, and it doesn't involve secrecy, by the way. It's just simply people collaborating to
I'm only going to interrupt here to say this because I like Malone, I like Desmond, and I get they only go so far, you go further. But I have a stack of articles, mainstream news saying are using psychological warfare for fear to control us. I'll be showing those while you speak. So I didn't really follow what they're saying. They're saying this is all by accident because I have all the globalists are admitting they did this by design.
Yes, Desmond actually, in defense of himself after I criticized him, wrote a Dutch article in response to us. And what he basically said, what he did say almost verbatim, is do not try to remove the elite. It will be self-defeating. That is their basic message. Other times they deny the existence of an elite. They go back and forth in different ways. But everything ultimately comes down to you cannot hold responsible, prosecute, or harm the people who are running the world. They don't exist, or it'll be counterproductive and hurt you if you do. And I really cover that deeply in a whole series of articles, lots of references to them. In Ginger, my wife has set up a direct course to get there, and it's 1, 2, 3 mass psychosis. So 1, 2, 3 masspsychosis.com. You'll get all this stuff. But let me go on. So they're against conspiracy theories, but we have laws against criminal conspiracies. We have laws against antitrust conspiracies. We even have laws against racial discrimination conspiracies. Conspiracies are widely recognized, and every historian of any merit recognizes that empires are built on conspiracy. And people who run empires often kill their own family members along the way. They will kill the opposition. They'll join up, you know, Russia and Hitler joined up in a pact, a conspiracy. Then Hitler broke the pact. And I mean, conspiracy is runs the larger and the world, and to some extent, even the family world.
Where, and if we don't admit that, we're blind to history and defenseless.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to explain how not to be blind to history and defenseless. So the third arm of this thing, and this is new for me to give this detail. So this is a new organization of thinking that I'm trying to make clear to people. Another thing is we're not supposed to believe there are empires vying to run the world. The first empires appeared 300, 400, 500 years B.C., they developed within a few thousand years of civilization. As soon as we started living in large groups, towns, big towns, cities, bullies came along, sometimes from within in the city, sometimes as marauders, and took over. We have had massive empires in India and China going back about 3,000 years. Some of them are lost in prehistory. So do not be dismayed. In World War II, we had three different empires vying for power against the democracies. One of them who we were sort of working with, the USSR, that Roosevelt was collaborating with, the USSR, and collaborating secretly at times with them. We had the Japanese Empire and we had the Nazi Empire. Empires have been ruling the world.
Stay there. We'll come back. I'm going to shut up next segment, but we're looking at a biomedical global corporate technocracy empire that admits in their own words they're taking over. Dr. Peter Bregan's our guest. We'll talk about that and we'll go back and critique more the idea that mass formation is just magically happening by itself. They admit, I just showed during the break for TV viewers, saw it, radio listeners didn't see it, a whole stack of mainstream news admitting it's a deliberate psychological operation.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside, but go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Dr. Peter Bregan, MD, well-known, famous psychiatrist, best-selling author, is here laying out what we're currently dealing with. And the idea that mass formation and the scaremongering wasn't on purpose is asinine. I wanted to get more back into that and currently where he sees this going. But I do see the talking point out there that the establishment made a mistake. They rolled this out. We had the head of the CDC. We have all the different federal heads saying it was an accident. Yeah, it doesn't work, but hey, take your boosters. But you've been really zeroing in on empires. So finishing up that point.
Yes. So it's very important. We got just like three basic points so far. The global predators are not like us. You must accept you're dealing with pure evil, like a Hitler, a Stalin, a Mao, a Xi Jinping. You're dealing with people whose only criteria for good and evil is whether they won or not. got to get that. Whether they got richer, more powerful, more control over you. Secondly, conspiracies are the way of the world. They're the way the world works. All empires are built on conspiracies. There are multiple kinds of conspiracies in the law, going all the way up to these vast antitrust laws, which have involved the effects of creditors on millions and millions of consumers and other business people. So it's built into the law. And the Nuremberg Code, the four or five principal attacks on the Nazis, criticisms of the Nazis, the final one is that it's tied together by a conspiracy. So it's ridiculous. Get over it, folks. Conspiracies aren't weird and crazy. They are the stuff of the world. And probably right now, one or another family member may be conspiring against you about how to run the next party or where you're going for vacation. It's the way the human mind works when it's dealing in groups. So that's very, very important. So now we get to the empires, and I was surprised at the degree to which empires have always been with us. There's hardly a time when we haven't had empires. If we didn't have people trying to take over empires, run empires, build new empires right now, it would be the first time in more than 2,000 or 3,000 years that that wasn't so. Now, Desmond and Malone say there's a big difference now. Now, for the first time, we have totalitarianism. It just began with the likes of Hitler and Mussolini and so on and so forth. Well, first of all, that's not the opinion of historians in general. If you look at just simply totalitarianism discussed online in the Encyclopedia Britannica, which is pretty sound for summaries, way ahead of the usual stuff, they point out that totalitarianism goes all the way back to the earliest Chinese and Indian empires, which attempted to control every bit of life they could, including killing freedom of speech. So it goes way back. Desmond Malone observed that there's been a real change since Hitler and those folks, modern totalitarianism, I'd call it, in that the people are more cooperative and the people actually get really weirded out and they even attack other people and they become arms of totalitarianism. And in fact, that's true. But it's the exact opposite reason from Malone and Desmond, who want to protect the elites. What has changed is the power of the elites to terrify, murder.
Well, that's right. You couldn't 500 years ago or 100 years ago get everybody in one room, but with mass media, you can mass program.
And mass terrify. If you look back, for example, he tries to say, both of them in their writings try to say that Hitler was a different kind of totalitarian. He's practically, they claim, hypnotized himself with mass hypnosis. His whole group is mass hypnosis, to which Malone added the word psychosis, which we should discuss if we get a minute later. But at any rate, they're wrong. It is not that the current dictators have less influence and the people have more. Hitler killed over 20 million people, gaining power over the world and intimidating people. The Nazis committed atrocities on the streets.
And if you read Goebbels' writings that are public, they were fully aware of what they were doing.
Absolutely. Propagandizing, as you pointed out, like never before. In Russia, Stalin killed people because he could, just to show it. Maybe 40 million people, and the most murderous of all the regimes is still in existence. There is data that the Chinese Communist Party's own estimate of how many civilian Chinese would be
80 plus million.
Yes. One is up to 100. That's right. So we're looking at a situation in which vast intimidation and threat is what is terrorizing people and making them look like they're out of it to perhaps other people.
So they've industrialized fear. The authoritarians have gotten really good at mass fear.
Mass fear, absolutely. Mass fear. And if you look at how the people are behaving, the doctors and a lot of people that they call having mass psychosis, They are identical to the people I saw in the state mental hospitals when I led a volunteer program at Harvard back in the 50s. They're identical to the people I saw when I went behind the Iron Curtain shortly before the wall came down. They're identical to the patients in my practice who come from severely abusive backgrounds and child-abused people. They're afraid to think for themselves. They're afraid to threaten anybody. They're afraid to stand up for themselves. Desmond and Malone, you are criminally betraying, in my opinion, the people you are saying have spontaneous psychoses when they are like every other victim of a cult or an abuse or a murderous situation since time began. It's what people do when they are overwhelmed, terrified.
Sure, well, I like Desmond, I like Malone, and I'm not a psychiatrist like you and Renown, but it's an important distinction, though. How are they claiming this just naturally happened? I mean, I watch some of what they do. I kind of miss that. I'm not a psychiatrist, but what's the distinction?
It's always missing because what they say, no one has ever written about before. Hannah Arendt, who is a really weird person, Hannah Arendt talked a little bit about this when she, as a Jew, claimed the Jews were responsible for anti-Semitism. That it is, and Anne Hannah Arendt is one of his heroes, and that Desmond quotes her about Hitler wasn't a violent, brutal person. He was caught up in mass hypnosis. Oh my God, this is in the book if you read it, in Desmond's book. So what they're trying to do is to somehow, you have to understand the agenda because it doesn't make psychological sense. The agenda is what Desmond wrote in response to me. Don't you dare try to remove any of the elites. It'll be self-defeating. So they're saying that the people are ultimately to blame for this. Now they'll talk in one place about, well, the media affected them. But then Desmond in another place in his book will say, but the media was not a conspiracy. The media wasn't organized. They were just.
Would you debate Desmond on the show?
We have offered him a number of opportunities to debate me in Europe and the United States. Most recently, Malcolm on America Out Loud invited him. He has stopped responding.
Okay, well, let me say this. I'll be honest with you. I agree with your analysis of how the world works. I have all their admissions. They ran it on purpose. And I'm not against anybody. But I think we should have a fair debate here on air about this, because the idea when these major defense departments are admitting they're running mass psychosis and fear and hysteria and, their words, brainwashing and quote, terrifying the public, I don't think you can debate that. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying you're wrong, Dr. Bregan. I just, when I follow their work, didn't exactly pick up what you're saying. I believe you. But to say that this...
Yes. Well, I would be happy to debate them separately or, if I must, together. Malone has gotten very angry at Malcolm at America Out Loud for asking him to have a debate with me this Tuesday, yesterday.
Let's talk about it when we come back, because, I mean, I don't need to be a psychiatrist, you know, this is...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications.
Not all borrowers will qualify.
Terms and conditions apply.
Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the town of Outfield rode a stranger one fine day.
All right, I don't want to sit or obsess over Dr. Malone or Professor Mesmin. I think they've done a lot of good exposing this as mind control, but the claim that it's not deliberate when it's all admittedly deliberate, and we have Operation Lockstep and Event 201 and SPARS 2025-2028 is just preposterous. And I am seeing the talking point now that, oh, this is all by accident by the power structure, and now the elites are saying, oh, it was an accident, we didn't know it wouldn't work. They're clearly trying to cover their ass. They're running through a psychological program. We can harp on this all day, but big picture, what do you think the next attack Dr. Peter Brigham is going to be? Because clearly what we just saw, in my view, was a beta test, and something bigger is about to come in, or do you think I'm wrong?
Well, I think there's a few big things going on. One of them Malone has set up, so I'd like to take just a few more minutes on that. We have just watched a video with Malone and Desmond talking. It's on our website again, and that's 123 masspsychosis.com. That's just for this. Malone and Desmond agree that this was Malone's idea entirely to put in psychosis. Once a physician, and now working along with a psychologist, professor of psychology, Once you establish the concept of calling groups of people psychotic, you've established a new attack that has never existed before. In Russia and now still in China, dissidents are locked up individually. They be tortured, given psychiatric drugs. That can be torture. You know, locked up in general is a horrible experience. Being called psychotic is a horrible experience. But now Malone has set up, and interestingly, in this piece we have about it, we have a clip of the video. You can see Desmet's a little uneasy about it. He says it well raises ethical and other issues. And so we're in a very dangerous situation for the really militarizing psychiatry, weaponizing concepts in psychiatry. Now that so popular and seemingly so well established with no research whatsoever, zero. There's no research in his book. There's no research in any of their, none of them written articles about this. It's really quite bizarre. But at any rate, I'm very concerned about the weaponization of psychiatry, which will go
on. So the establishment creates fear-mongering, scares everyone, brags about it in Pentagon press releases, and then people that come out, they're the leaders of the resistance, and say it's the public's fault. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Well, let's play the one-minute clip you're talking about. Here it is.
And then Robert mentioned me at Joe Rogan's.
Yeah.
And he added the term to the term mass formation.
Yeah.
And that was very successful, I think. It made me famous around the world.
Or infamous.
Or infamous, yes.
The term yes. That he added.
I doubt
was?
It a little bit.
Yeah.
The term that he added was?
Psychosis. So I always use the term mass formation. Just referring actually simply to the formation of a mass or a crowd in a society. And then Robert added the term psychosis to it, which made it a little bit more sensational, I think.
Edgy.
And made it spread around the world. But of course, at the same time, it maybe added, from an ethical, pragmatic and an intellectual point of view, it makes the term have a different
meaning
or a different connotation. It depends a little bit. But it was a very good move, I believe, to make the theory famous around the world.
But, I mean, mass formation psychosis is mom psychology. I think the debate here is who's triggering it. Obviously, it's an outside group. And I'll be honest with you, Bragg. I think you're a great guy. I've known about you for decades. Had you on as a guest before. Not saying you're wrong, but where are they specifically saying the elites aren't involved? Because I had Desmond here like last week or 2 weeks ago, and he was saying, no, the system is manipulating and helping create it. He's just saying it's the people giving it the power. Or am I wrong?
No, that's where he goes when he's pushed, when he's dealing with someone like you or me. But listen to that, what you just said, but it's the people who are pushing it. And that's just not so. That's a lie. The people are terrorized. The people are frightened to death. The people can't think straight.
So you're saying this is a blaming of the victim.
Powerless.
This is a blaming of the victim.
This is classic victim blaming, which, by the way, Freud carried out to an extreme, and he is a Freudian analyst, he says. I talk about that a little bit in the materials I've written. It is classic victim blaming. And they say many things. The way you have to read their writing, and I understand this is typical of
Listen, I'm not a famous psychiatrist like you. I hear you. I agree with what you're saying that something's wrong. I'm just saying as a regular person, it's asinine to claim this isn't deliberate.
That's right. And I think that's as simple as that, and that's the simple observation. But there's a big question about real big question about weaponizing psychosis like that. People don't understand. Psychosis is an actual psychiatric diagnosis. A psychiatrist could take what he's heard from Malone and say, yes, that's in the official diagnostic categories. It's a psychosis with delusions and paranoia. And just fit it right in. It would go right on through any political psychiatric hospital like we have had in the USSR and have still in China. There's a second thing they do we haven't talked about. On page 126 to 128 in Desmet's book, he then analyzes you and me. He analyzes conspiracy theorists. He says in another part of the book, we're like a different mass formation. On 126 to 128, He says that you and I are confused, extremely anxious, bewildered, frightened by what we see happening around us with the mass formation. We can't accept it comes out of the people themselves, out of ourselves, in fact. And so we search to, and we have these desperate needs to do something about it. Those are the key words are all quotes. So we go and we make up that there are so-called elites, and he puts them in quotes. You see, one point he talks about elites, another point he makes believe they don't exist. That the so-called elites are to blame instead of, he says, blaming oneself. And I at one point said, at least Malone didn't go to this extreme of saying not only are the people to blame, but that the people who are thinking in terms of conspiracies, really systematic, planned events. And I said, Malone didn't do that. Now Malone has come out and said, basically, they're the good guys who have been red-pilled. He doesn't quite say they're good. But then he says, those of us who do the conspiracy theories, we're black-pilled. That's Malone.
Well, look, I'm not going to judge any of these guys. I just know I have hundreds of press releases by defense departments in the West saying they ran brainwashing, mind control, fear control. I've just showed the stats like five times. I mean, they ran this. It's not debatable. So I'm not debating you. I just haven't followed their work that closely. You're saying they claim the public's to blame for all this fear?
Well, basically, yes. And yes. And what you said, if you think about what you said, that it's basically the power in the people, they're saying. The power's not in the these poor people who are so scared as physicians that they'll lose their
lives. Well, so they're blaming the public terrorized. That it's their fault instead of saying you were lied to, now find your power and don't give in to fear. It's a twisted way to blame the public.
That's right. And in fact, like page 2 or 3 where he talks in his book, Desmond, about what we need to do, he says we need to make ourselves better. And I gather that's practically like a movement in Europe. Let's make ourselves better rather than let's stand up to the globalists who are really destroying Europe right now. Let me give you a key, folks, to how to read propaganda. First of all, there'll be a lot that makes you feel good about yourself in it. Oh, my God, there's been so much suffering. But what you must look for, is there a theme coming out that undermines us, that makes war against us, in this case, that blinds us? So there'll be plenty in Desmond's things and in Malone's things, but look for the theme. You are to blame. The middle bureaucracy is just confused. They've got bad planning going on in their groups. They've got groupthink. It's just a problem. Bricks is not a violent, hateful human being. She was in bad, so help me not, she was in bad task forces run by poor psychodynamics. I mean, this, and you have to look at that and say, but wait a minute. Those people in those groups were violent progressives trying to destroy Donald Trump.
Well, the reason I know you're right, Dr. Bregan, is when you read the battle plan that General Flynn's looked at and others, it's a battle plan. They say when it all comes out, the vaccines are poison, we'll just act like it's an accident, and they war game got to do exactly what you're saying.
It's hard. I did not want to do what we're doing. We did not want to cause conflict. But every single movement of ours...
Hold on, stay there. We'll be right back.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.